Chapter 9. Our Protectors. The first hour went by uneventfully. As much as possible, we were becoming acclimated to our unfamiliar environment. If this had been a normal caving trip, this would have been a terrific time. However, as soon as we entered the cave, each of us became keenly aware of the evil presence of the rogue henchman. It was mid-afternoon when we stopped for a late lunch. We used the flat surface of a boulder as both a table and sofa to rest upon. We had forgotten just how dark it was inside of a cave. The flashing of our helmet lights seemed to dance around us. There was an eeriness in the shadows on the wall. None of us truly relaxed as we slowly ate our freeze-dried meals. So far, the henchmen were unseen, yet we knew they were watching us. As we sipped on hot tea after eating, Matthew threw out the question that each of us was thinking about, but had not yet vocalized. Exactly how are we supposed to remove these rogue henchmen? Although we looked to one another, no answer was given. Kaylin had one advantage. She had had much more experience than the rest of us with her protector. Matthew asked of no one in particular, "Did you know that Kaylin actually engages in conversations with Guardian, her protector?" He had been her great-grandmother Elsie's protector. He added, "Perhaps the protector being assigned within the same family may have, in some way, allowed Kaylin to interact with Guardian as she does. Even here, we'll hear her having a conversation with someone, but not with any of us." Jimmy spends a few minutes in reflection. "As I recall from one of the gatherings at the treehouse, protectors are not absolute in their individual power like King Avi or Prince Shai. However, they could not be destroyed in battle. Each lightbearer is assigned at least one protector. In some cases, two protectors may be assigned to one lightbearer. Their duties come from the king or his son. Protectors are part of the king's hidden army in the land of Adama. As with lightbearers, protectors have assigned duties." A smile crosses my face in the darkness. "I am keenly grateful for my protector. He saved my life during my first visit to this very cave." The last of our gear had been stowed in our day packs when Kaylin suggested that we take some time to refan our flames. Dear reader, as you may recall, without a protector and the light of Prince Shai, Lord Reason has free rein in a human's life. His light, this light is hard to fully explain. Like a fire in an old hurricane lantern, the flame can be adjusted. In a lantern, kerosene or some other flammable fuel is used. The light from Prince Shai is a reflection of King Avi's presence and glory. The light is fueled by the light bearer, allowing the king's presence to move freely within them. Like adding kerosene to a lantern, worship is the best way to refuel the light. The light needs to remain bright. This light has great power against Lord Reason or his henchmen. We spent some time in worship of the king. Through worship, we were able to fan our flames to grow brighter. Afterwards, our flames burned brighter than before. Kaylin gently whispered to us, "Guardian said for us to be really alert. He has sensed that a greater evil than even the rogue henchman has entered the mountain. He said for us to be at peace because our protectors are going to encircle us for what's coming. Unsure of what to expect, Kaylin almost shouted, "Wait!" After a brief pause, she said, "Okay." She continued, "Guardian needs for you to open your eyes and see through the light within you. Your personal protectors need to know that you can hear their voices." The warriors did not fully understand until Carter exclaimed, "Wow! Paladin! My protector's name is Paladin!" As she turned towards Kaylin, Carter's mouth was wide open. she had never spoken to or heard her protector speak. She started to cry softly. A tear slid tenderly down her cheek as Kaylin gave her a hug. Matthew was next. He had his back to the others. His arms were raised over his head like he was in worship. As it turned out, he was. His protector actually placed a hand on Matthew's shoulder as he whispered into his ear, "My name is Paragon." Matthew later shared that Paragon then said, as Matthew stood motionless, still feeling Paragon's hand, he heard, "I am proud that I was assigned to you as your protector, Matthew. From your youth, I have watched you grow into a powerful light-bearer warrior. Your father and mother trained you well." Paragon concluded by saying, "Matthew, you are ready for this task. Do not fear." Unknown to the others, Exemplar introduced himself as Jimmy's protector. It was only after being in the cave for a short while that we encountered our personal protectors. However, the joy of this encounter was diminished by the reality of the task at hand. It was apparent to each of us, for that whatever we were to encounter would require us to be very familiar with our protectors. Guardian is Kaylin's protector. Guardian was one of the king's warriors who remained loyal to the king during the Great War. Guardian is a proven servant warrior, faithful and true. Paladin is Carter's protector. The name Paladin means a trusted leader and champion warrior among the protectors. Exemplar is Jimmy's protector. The name Exemplar means an excellent model of a warrior. Paragon is Matthew's protector. Like Exemplar, the name Paragon means an excellent model of a warrior. These names were only a small indication of who these guardians truly were and would be for each of us. One thing for sure, from their names we know that these protectors are among the best. End of chapter 9.